Unit 5. Environmental Issues. Reading 1. The Naming of Species. A species is a group of animals or plants genetically similar and able to reproduce with each other. Biologists have identified about 2 million species of plants and animals. But some scientists estimate that there may be as many as 100 million species on Earth. How do scientists keep track of them all? More than 2,000 years ago, the Greek philosopher Aristotle came up with the first classification system. His system included 2 kingdoms and simple categories to name plants and animals. In the 18th century, a Swedish botanist, Carl Linnaeus, created a more sophisticated classification system based on similarities and differences among organisms. Linnaeus used these similarities and differences to separate organisms into categories. Linnaeus worked from the idea that plants and animals could be grouped into higher categories called genera, singular genus. This was not a new idea. Since Aristotle, biologists had used the word genus for a group of similar plants or animals. But biologists had various opinions on how genera should be grouped. Naturalists at that time often used arbitrary criteria to group organisms, placing all animals kept as pets or all water animals together. Part of Linnaeus's innovation was to group genera into higher categories, called taxa, that were also based on shared similarities. In Linnaeus's system, genera were grouped into orders, orders into classes, and classes into kingdoms. For example, the kingdom Animalia contained the class Vertebrata, which contained the order Primates, which contained the genus Homo, with the species Sapiens, humans. Later, biologists added additional distinctions between these taxa to express additional levels of similarity. Before Linnaeus, biologists followed various systems for naming species. Many biologists gave the species they described long, often difficult Latin names, which other people changed at will. The need for a reliable and consistent naming system became even more important during Linnaeus's time due to the huge number of plants and animals sent to Europe from Asia, Africa, and the Americas by explorers. After experimenting with various alternatives, Linnaeus simplified the naming process by designating one Latin name to indicate the genus and another Latin name as a shorthand name for the species. The two names made up the binomial, two names, species name. This binomial system soon became the standard system for naming species. Although Linnaeus was not the first to use binomials, he was the first to use them consistently in writing. The oldest plant names still accepted as valid today are those used in Linnaeus's Species Planetarum in 1753, while the oldest animal names are those in the 10th edition of his Systema Naturae, 1758. The 10th edition of this book was the first time the binomial system was used consistently throughout Linnaeus's book. The use of the taxonomy developed by Linnaeus has helped biologists learn a lot about the biodiversity of the Earth. But there are still a lot of species that biologists have not yet classified. Of the millions of undiscovered species existing today, most are invertebrates, including insects, spiders, shellfish, sponges, worms, starfish, and crabs. These species are often difficult to find and identify because of their size and the fact that they live in places that are difficult to explore. Studying and naming species in the tropical rainforests around the world has been especially difficult. Scientists have been limited by the inaccessibility of the places where some plants and animals live. Scientists estimate that the rainforest may contain 50 to 90% of the Earth's biodiversity. Supplemental reading. All species. In 2000, scientists proposed a project to try and name all of the species of plants and animals on Earth. The aim of this hugely ambitious project is to find and name every species on the Earth before 2025. Currently, researchers in the biological sciences identify around 10,000 new species every year, not taking into consideration the accelerated rate of extinctions today. At this present rate, researchers estimate it would take more than 500 years to name all the species alive on Earth today. However, new developments in computer technology, genetic research, and the Internet will accelerate the process of classifying new species. According to the project proposed by the All Species Foundation, DNA samples from a plant or animal can be used to speed up the process of classification. All Species also supports a website designed to facilitate the sharing of data on known species instantly with researchers around the world. Can it really be done? Of course, All Species believe so. All Species points to the success of the Human Genome Project, HGP. When the HGP was proposed, many people said it could never be done. But with the help of modern technology, the HGP actually finished earlier than expected and under budget. Edward Wilson of Harvard University believes, thanks to the revolution in genetics and in bioinformatics, computer-based access of genetic information, including digitized images of specimens, I believe we can speed up the description and analysis of the world's biodiversity by as much as 100-fold.